Hi, and welcome to Zed Games. Recorded live at 4ZZZ Studios in Brisbane and broadcast nationally over the Community Radio Network, Zed Games brings you the latest gaming news, reviews, and interviews from across Australia and around the world.
Hello, you are now listening to Zed Games, Australia's longest running video game radio program. You're listening live on 4ZZZ, or you might be listening around the nation on the Community Radio Network. I am Razor, and joining me for this episode, firstly, Miss Candy Payne.
Hey.
Tom McLoken.
Yo.
And our newest addition, B Bravo.
Hello again.
For this episode, Candy, you'll be talking about
Hitman Bangkok.
Awesome.
Yeah. Episode four. Yes, I can count. Episode four.
And B, you've been playing a quirky mobile game called Mystic Messenger.
Yes, hear me fangirl. It'll be great.
Looking forward to that. But before we get started, let's hear the weekend gaming news headlines. Candy?
Sure. Sony is expected to announce two new PlayStations at a press event this week in New York. Corroborated reports from Giant Bomb, Eurogamer and Kotaku indicate Sony will unveil an upgraded PlayStation 4 featuring a new processor and graphics chip to allow for better performance and virtual reality compatibility. Given the codename Neo during development, we'll likely know the official name of the console after the conference, which will be live streamed on Twitch from 5 a.m. Thursday morning, Australian Eastern Standard Time.
Exciting.
Yeah, I won't be making that live stream, but I'll be looking forward to hearing about it.
Yeah, tomorrow morning we should know more about it.
Ooh. Mm.
Yeah, I think, you know, I've been thinking about this the last few weeks because I was wondering, like, why are Microsoft and Sony releasing these new, like, 1.5 iterations, right?
Yeah, and what have you thought?
Yeah, I think it's all about virtual reality. Like,
what, they're getting ready for it, or...?
Yeah. I think that everyone's like, virtual reality is the next big thing. And, you know, the PlayStation 4 and the Xbox One right now... well, the Xbox One less than the PS4, but they're not really VR-ready. Like, the Morpheus comes out in October and you'll need an additional processing unit.
Yep.
But, yeah, I think that everyone's banking big on virtual reality. And that's why we're seeing these sort of iterative consoles right now.
But doesn't Nintendo already sort of do that, though? Like, they have the 3DS, the new 3DS, the XL. Like, it's sort of the same console over and over again. So, I don't know. It's not really surprising, especially if they're trying to lower the cost so then more people come into it knowing there's a library backing it up. They're not the first backers, but they're the ones that have been wanting one, and this is a good excuse because they have a new one, quote-unquote.
Yeah.
I feel like they're kind of just playing catch-up a little bit because it's out there and it's easily accessible by people who own certain types of phones already. So if you can have it on your phone and now the consoles are, I don't know, I feel like they're a little step behind, but great, there's big news coming. Yay. A refined version of the current PlayStation 4, the PS4 Slim, is also expected to be announced. One of the worst-kept industry secrets of recent times, several units have already been acquired by consumers and media, videos of which can be found online. The hardware is largely similar to the current model, with slight tweaks, including an upgraded Wi-Fi chip, a slot for easier hard drive replacement, the removal of the optical audio output, and a redesigned controller.
With this one coming out, the PS4 Slim, does that mean that the old one's going to be called the PS4 Fat?
I think, like, maybe colloquially.
That's what we can refer to it as. You've got a PS4 definitely. Right now. It's about to become a PS4 Fat.
Yeah. But I'm hoping for someone who hasn't picked up the PlayStation 4 already, it might be a good time to get in. Like, in the month or so... after the announcement, they might reduce the existing PS4 stock price.
You reckon? Or do I wait until they've just, like, fully integrated virtual reality and, you know...
I think if you wait, like, 20 years, the consoles then will be even better than they are now.
Exactly. Sony chief executive Kaz Hirai has told the Financial Times the company is aggressively pushing into mobile gaming, citing the success of Pokemon Go as a key motivator. Sony's mobile content so far has been limited to companion apps designed to support and market existing products rather than generate revenue on their own. Meanwhile, Sony has ceased first-party software development for their portable gaming console, the PS Vita. That's big. Do you own a Vita, don't you? I forget.
Yeah,
Razer?
I do.
Yeah. Oh. How's that going?
It's pretty good.
Dusty? No? Sorry.
Yeah, look, Sony have stopped making games for it, but there are still a whole bunch of games coming out for it.
Mm-hmm.
Quirky Japanese role-playing games especially, which is my bag, so yeah, I'm not complaining.
Right.
Yeah, I think seeing Sony move into this area, Niantic came out with Pokemon Go and it went gangbusters, and then they kind of bungled it all with the server issues and updates that nobody really wanted. So I think a publisher coming in who has a track record of not always stuffing things up means that we could get some pretty good Pokemon Go clones, which I'm looking forward to.
Mm. Lindsay Lohan's legal battle with Grand Theft Auto V parent company Take-Two Interactive appears to be coming to an end as a Supreme Court judge dismissed claims that her likeness was unlawfully used in GTA V, the best-selling game of all time. The judge's ruling stated that because the game was a work of fiction and satire, combined with the fact neither her exact likeness, or name was ever used, meant the game and characters within were protected under the First Amendment. The court also dismissed similar claims against Take-Two by Mob Wives star Karen Gravano.
It's sort of like it goes under parody, which has already been talked about in like the 50s with like comics and all that. So it's, I don't know, like I don't see how she could have won it all.
Yeah.
This is a new story that we talked about on the very first show that I did about 3 years ago.
Yeah.
And we all said this exact same thing.
Yeah.
It's like,
exactly.
Wow, the US courts have only just come to the decision that we came to in about 2 minutes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Interestingly, one of the precedent cases that the judges cited when he made his ruling was Costanza versus Seinfeld. Now, that's not actually like the best Seinfeld episode of all time, but it's an actual court case that happened when a guy called Michael Costanza sued Jerry Seinfeld for using his likeness in the TV show. Now, the judge made a ruling back then that was pretty similar. Like he said, that because it's not you and your photograph wasn't used, it's a work of parody.
Mm.
And so, when Seinfeld, for that show, George Costanza was like one of the main characters. He was like a cornerstone of the show, right? Like much of the comedy came.
I wouldn't be offended. Like if somebody called me Costanza, well, I mean, like if maybe looks wise, I would. But I don't know, I love Costanza. He's like, he's my favorite character on the show.
Yeah.
Why would you take offense to that? You'd claim that. You'd own that and pretend it was always meant to be. And yes, they were absolutely
modeled
but on
you. See,
you,
both
you?
Lindsay Lohan and Michael Costanza are in the unenviable positions where their likeness inspired characters that were used in products that went on to sell like millions of dollars worth of stuff.
So they don't get a cut of it. Yeah.
And, you know, you're like, okay, you used my personality in there, but I'm not getting a cut of the revenue.
Look, fair call for Michael Costanza, but Lindsay Lohan has had a chance to make millions. I'm pretty sure she has. She comes from wealth. She's making wealth. I don't know why she's upset that another game.
Exactly.
Whatever.
Yeah, so if Michael Costanza couldn't win in his case, like where Lindsay Lohan is concerned, there's a game that has like 80, 100 different optional side quests, some of which you might not even encounter during the game. Like her character that she's in dispute over here, such a minor part of the game that it's not even relevant.
Was it the one where you had to like take photos or something?
Paparazzi.
Wait,
wasn't
it
the paparazzi? Yeah,
yeah, the paparazzi. Yeah,
follow her around to spoil rich brat. I think her owning up to the fact that that character was similar to her was way more embarrassing than any actual similarity.
Could have been any Hollywood diva, seriously. And finally, over in our unsubstantiated rumor corner, Korean site Game Focus claims Sony will use the press event this week to announce a HD remaster of the 2010 hit Red Dead Redemption. If this is true, it means the game would be available for PS4, Xbox One, and PC next year. It should, however, be noted that Game Focus does not have a record of reliable leaks, and the anonymous sources have not been corroborated.
So it is a rumor that's going around, and I don't want to get anyone's hopes up, because that would be amazing if it's true.
Do you think... I mean, I loved Red Dead Redemption, and I think it's a great game. Mm. I would love to see a sequel to it, but an HD re-release of a six-year-old game... Like, there are people I know who are still playing that game in its original form. Like, just give it a bit more time, guys, you know?
Yeah, do we need another... Wasn't there an HD release recently, or is that just the game of the year with all the DLC that happened?
Well, they did Grand Theft Auto 5 for the PS4 and Xbox One and PC, which sold a bajillion copies, and Grand Theft Auto Online is, like, making massive bank. So there is an incentive there to put Red Dead Redemption over on PC and the new consoles.
Mm. I'm not saying there's not an incentive, because there is, I mean... Mm. But it's kind of that Hollywood formula of just, remaking and rebooting movies all the time. Don't bring it to video games. This is my industry, and I love it.
It's too late, man.
We've had so many remasters. In 20 years' time, when VR is really amazing, the consoles are super speedy and slim and, like, pretty much fit in your pocket, then I'm keen for a remake, but not really.
When you're buying your console in 20 years' time.
Yeah, exactly. This one's had it.
We've had other unsubstantiated rumors come in earlier this year that the game that Rockstar are currently working on is Red Dead Redemption 2.
That would be better. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I don't need a prettier version just yet. I only just played it a couple of years ago.
Mm. No, nothing. I'm trying to remember what happened to his wife and child. That's all. Like, if it would be, like, a direct sequel or something. But that might be a spoiler, so never mind. Mm.
Mm. Well, in 20 years' time, the kid will be old enough to be the next character to play, so let's wait.
That's it for the Weekend Gaming News headlines. You're listening to Zed Games. I'm Razor, and this is Zed Games. I'm joined by Candy, Tom, and B. B.
I was at a roll call, I'm sorry. Present!
B, you've been playing Mystic Messenger.
It's I don't know, it's not embarrassing, but like, so okay, it's an Otome game. It's a little embarrassing.
What's Otome?
Okay, so I don't know how to describe it. It's like a dating game, I guess. Like, it's really big in Japan. It's like a romance sort of game, and it's not really in a visual novel style. It's in different versions, but anyway, yeah, Otome games are really romancy, and this is a Korean one, translated into English. And basically, you are this girl, or this person, I shouldn't say girl, that stumbles, like, they download a game, and then the game is sort of taken over by somebody else, and then they ask you to go to this apartment, and this apartment is locked. You unlock the apartment, and then suddenly the app that you were using to talk to that person changes into this messaging service that has hot guys that use it, and they're part of this group that plans these parties that are like charity events. And it's been a year and a half since they did one, because the person that you're in the apartment of, they died like a year and a half ago. Mm. And they're like, well, this is a sign that you're supposed to be here, so now you're going to help us plan the parties. And that's it. Like, you're a part of the group suddenly.
There's some good logic for you.
Yeah.
So basically, you've traveled back in time to 2001 and you've joined an MSN chat room.
Yes.
Like, yeah? Because I remember...
Well, they have their own, like, app and messenger and stuff like that. So it's interesting because the game, since it's a mobile game, they don't want you to just play all in, like, one sitting. They have it so you go into a chat room, and then it's like probably about 2 or 3 minutes of reading, and then in like an hour or two, another chat room will pop up, kind of thing.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's just weird. So there's like five people. There's like a chairman, a university student, a hacker, the guy who made the messaging site, the mysterious, like, was supposed to be married to the girl, but wasn't. I don't think you can romance him, though.
But you tried.
I try to sweet talk him, but he doesn't.
As if you wouldn't. Yeah. It's like playing Sims and not making couples kiss. Like,
well, because when you talk to them and like you get favorable like quotes and stuff, like little hearts will pop up. So every time I try to like be nice to him, like no little hearts will pop up. So I know I can't romance him. Yeah, and then there's one girl, and she's the assistant to the chairman that's there as well, and he's like a cat person, and he always like sends you pictures. Speaking of, they send you pictures through the messaging service. One of them is a YouTube star, takes pictures of his of himself a lot, so I've got a bunch of pictures of him on my phone. And then
you saved it as your wallpaper.
No, I didn't say that. I mean, I can get it from the album within the game.
Are they animated? They're animated pictures, or they're
no. They're just like photos. Like they sent you photos of themselves, basically, and then it saves into like a little photo album in the game.
Do they ever ask you to send them photos?
No, it's not that interactive. Right. Like the choices you have.
I was just thinking this might be a data collection.
The choices that you have are basically like two or three answers. Like there's really not that much choice, but like it feels like they're talking
this
to you
hilarious.
And amongst themselves.
And so just to clarify for listeners, like there's not actually people at the other end of this typing messages back.
No.
This is all completely fictional.
Right. Like a visual
like
novel.
Choose your own adventure.
Yeah, like a visual novel sort of thing where like they're talking and then every once in a while you can kind of say something, and usually those then lead to different paths. So then depending on what you say, it'll be favorable to one person but not the other. And then you'll get to romance people and go through different routes. I didn't even get to the I didn't even get to the fact that they can call you every once in a while.
Ooh.
So it's in Korean. So it's the Korean voice acting, but there's like words on the screen telling you the translations, and they'll have conversations with you as well, which I think is when I'm having like I'm doing good with them, is when they'll call me more, I guess, because they'll want to talk to me.
Yeah.
So yeah.
This is beyond weird for my head.
And that's not even adding on the fact that people like will then want to be invited to the party, so then you have to deal with like the guest list for the party as well.
Right.
But so, I don't know. Yeah.
I mean, this kind of like there seems to be like an undertone of Mean Girls here, in which you're sort of politicking with these friends and playing them off each other, and then deciding who gets to come to your party.
Well, no, they all get to come to the party because they're members, but it's more like it is a little Mean Girls because sometimes you'll say something that one person will find funny, but then the other person won't.
Yeah. Do they wear pink on Tuesdays? That's
sorry. I haven't seen that yet. Yeah, they have like status messages, so like their icons will change every once in a while. Yeah, and there's different endings, which I discovered this morning and I'm still freaking out about. Because it's different routes. So depending on how you talk to them. So basically one guy got it into his head that we were all robots and he was being programmed. And
meta.
Yeah. And then it went to this like visual novel component that I hadn't seen before. And then it was basically like I was looking, like it was the visual novel part where you have the person and the dialogue box at the bottom. Anyway, somebody took him. Somebody was like, yes, you are a robot. I'm going to take you to robot heaven. And he just went along with it. And then my game ended. And that was
it.
And I have no idea what just happened. I like screamed at my phone.
That's ridiculous.
And then I went back to start playing again because I knew who I wanted to romance now and try to follow them.
So, I mean, I can see your phone going off like crazy while it's like, sitting on the desk anyway.
Yeah.
And I'm hoping the last message that came through saying like, and I know you're a cute girl, that was part of the game,
that's right?
Right?
Yeah, okay, it was.
Cool.
That was
I didn't
that
just
chat
read a
room.
Personal message.
That chat room was like them kind of like flirting with you and stuff, because you can pick your icon and stuff, but they're all, of course, like cute girls anyway. So, yeah. I think actually one of them was a horse, but I didn't pick that one. I picked like just
those
short-haired
girls. Can you start again? Oh, it's not actually a picture of a horse.
It's like a cartoon picture of a horse.
Can you pick that one next time and let us know how lucky you get with the horse?
If whenever this route ends, probably unfavorably, because I'm really bad at this game, I guess, I will pick the horse and see what happens, because I'm sure they'll react to it. Yeah.
Is this the end of society? Because, what? I mean, like, What I mean by romance. That is, like, I'm happy to, like, romance girls online, even though that's a bit odd. But this sounds a lot easier than that, because I don't have to deal with
real people.
Isn't that I'm not always very charming.
Isn't that video games, and why bother going outside if we have video games?
But this goes to the heart of, like, mating. In essence.
Yeah. It's the romance part. It's like that fulfilling, like, these games are really popular with, yeah, like, these games are really popular with females. Like, I don't know. It's just that, like, romance side. I don't know.
It's like a power fantasy, Tom. Like, you know,
giving women unrealistic expectations. How am I supposed to live up?
Like, video games? Wait.
Well, I mean, this is a big discussion, but you could say, like, there is a certain fantasy in being the center of attention in this fictional universe, you know? Oh,
without a doubt. I mean, I want to get on it.
Like, I play games where I'm like a big...
You can play the horse.
Sorry. I play games where I'm like a massive barbarian with a sword and I just kill peasants, right?
Yeah.
That makes me feel good. Makes me feel powerful.
Yeah, sure.
This is the same thing, except for emotional needs instead of like my need to be big and muscly.
But that's what I'm threatened by. The fact that women are getting their emotional needs through an app.
I think this is another conversation to have on another radio show.
Perhaps with my psychiatrist.
Maybe. So it's a weird sort of game, and you don't have to sit through it. And they have like the free-to-play aspect of, like, if you want to get through the whole conversation without having to wait, because you can miss conversations. Like, if you're sleeping and it's on at 8 and you come back at 10, you'll see the chat log. Like, you can't participate in the chat, but if you want to, you can like spend hourglasses to then chat through that chat log, but then of course you only get a limited amount, and then you can buy hourglasses if you want.
Oh my god. Yeah.
So there's like FOMO for a video game.
Yeah It's I don't know.
Cool. So this thing's going off like whatever you're doing in real life. Aww. Your phone's just going off with messages from these fictional characters.
Then... It'll let me know when there's a chat room. It'll let me know when I've got... Oh, you get like messages, like text messages / emails from them as well that you can answer. And then it'll let me know if they call me as well.
I can imagine this would go down real well in some of my meetings at work. Like, my phone just going off like crazy. Oh, no, just ignore that. It's no one. No, literally, it's no one. It's just a pretend character.
Well, it's a great way to look busy and important.
Oh, sorry, it's got to take this call. It's from Korea.
Okay, so Mystic Messenger, you're playing on iOS. Yep. But is it available for Android
as
well?
I have no idea, I'm sorry.
Okay. And this is a game for people who are interested
in...
Lonely
people. No! Sorry, did that come out loud? I'm kidding.
I'm going to go in the corner and cry now.
No, I'm kidding. No, Siri's already fulfilled that need.
Fans of anime and manga and like visual novels, I guess, on the go. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Is this like a genre of game? Like, there's more out there like that?
Yes.
For example, me, maybe if I wanted to play a game, but with women instead.
No, they're called real life chat rooms, Razor. What are you missing?
Go on to
Okay, Cupid. Plenty of fish.
Findlove.com.
Go on to Steam. Apparently the romance section is like huge, and yes, there are ones with females in there as well.
Steam would actually have been a great name for a dating website.
Yeah. Too bad.
I'm serious.
It's actually a pretty good one.
Yeah.
Thank you very much, B, for that review of Mystic Messenger. Candy, you've been playing the latest episode of the Hitman episodic series, Bangkok.
Yeah, but I just really want to keep talking about this messaging game. Oh, that was hilarious. I just saw photos of some guy's cat.
I can't help it if he sends it to me. I mean,
so bizarrely real. The cat was happy. Great story. So, yeah, look, Hitman Bangkok, fourth episode in this series that's coming out episodically when they feel like releasing it. I think it's every month. Look, everybody still speaks very American, even though they are in the heart of a beautiful resort in Bangkok, and all of the staff clearly from Bangkok, but everybody speaks American. I don't know, that's probably the only thing that still really grates on my nerves with this game. I just don't know why they don't understand how to get better accents.
Yeah, so like, it sort of breaks the immersion for you.
Well, I don't really feel like I'm in Bangkok. I just feel like I'm in any old hotel that happens to be hot and in the tropics or something, I don't know, because they're trying to give off that vibe, but you can't really tell.
Like, maybe they're slightly afraid of, like, being racist, like having just like that type of Asian accent.
But
isn't
whitewashing it like even more racist?
Yeah.
What I want to know is, like, can you flirt with any of the people there?
You can leave notes for them, funnily enough.
Oh, really? I'm interested in this game.
No, look, so you are back again as Agent 47. This time you're on a mission to kill a very wealthy and 27-year-old rock star. That's a notable birthday. It's his 27th birthday. I think they've put that in because, you know, so many rock stars die on their 27th or at that age. Mm. So you're there to kill him on his birthday because he's guilty of killing his ex-girlfriend or something. You are also at this hotel to kill a lawyer who covered up the murder. So this Jordan Cross guy from a band called The Class killed his girlfriend. The lawyer helped cover it up. So you have to go and kill both of them. So that's great. You realise at the end it's obviously part of a much bigger plan because Mr. Cross's father actually owns this whole hotel. So the whole time you're walking through this space, it's quite a massive hotel, like space-wise, but yet there only seems to be like three or four rooms on every level and there's only like two levels, but it looks like the biggest hotel in the world. It's very deceiving. So the whole time, you know, you're walking around, all of the staff are just bitching and moaning mostly about how much he and his road crew are completely destroying this hotel and they're keeping all of the patrons and the guests up really late at night and they've trashed the queen suite and, you know, drunken antics and this kind of thing. And that's all anyone can talk about. Like, they like the music a little bit, but then mostly they just are all complaining that nobody's getting any spare time to themselves and we are all at this hotel as well. And, you know, like, that's the kind of thing you're listening to 24/7. It gets a bit repetitive. But I have to say, given how much I hated Marrakesh, this was a massive improvement. I swear to God, people actually did listen to me complaining in the last review because this one, they've actually got it right. It was 10 times harder, but not in a way that you just have a million and one security guards on your back for the stupidest thing, which you still do, and that gets really annoying. Like, if you look in the wrong direction, suddenly exclamation marks pop up all over everybody's head and everyone's like, oh, you're trespassing. I'm like, no, I'm not. I just walk past a gate. No, you're trespassing. Bang, bang, you're dead. So, like, it's still extreme security to that respect. But, look, they've done it a lot better. It's harder because there are so few weapons and things to find. And I have gone through every possible room in this hotel and it is just clean. There are, like, there's no hammers laying around. There's no knives. Like, you can just waltz into the kitchen and pick up a knife like you could. Or there's no rat poison in the basement. You know, all of my, like, go-to killing weapons are just not readily available. And I've
spent... Sounds like a responsibly run hotel.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, this sounds like a regular hotel.
Yeah, exactly. But a little bit disappointing when you're a hitman on a mission to kill, you know, a superstar who has like 10 bodyguards following him every step of the way.
Could you use his guitar string as a garrote?
I was just thinking that.
Yeah. That actually is how I got him in the end, but not with his own guitar string. Okay. No, you can, like, you carry in your own wire or something. Mm. Yeah, boring. So, you know, I think I resorted to the old faithful of, like, drowning in a toilet and, you know, something else. I've been throwing a lot of coconuts.
Good old faithful.
Literally, there's, like, nothing. You know, you can't shoot because, like, close combat can be heard by people, you know. So, like, you punch a guy and somebody in four rooms away hears that and comes running and then suddenly you're being hunted. And, like, oh, for God's sakes, I just punched someone out to get their outfit. So, you know, it's a bit extreme. So the last thing you can do is shoot a gun in this place, right? And there are staff everywhere. It's also a space where there are, like all of the other episodes, have had hundreds and hundreds of other characters walking around, but none of them are out looking for you. Like, these are all people that are bodyguards, they're all security, they're all wait staff, they're all hotel staff. So everybody has an agenda and is keeping an eye on you. And so, yeah, it's done so much better than this Marrakesh one where I was just wandering around aimlessly and getting stuck in rooms full of lanterns and I was just getting really annoyed with, like, everything.
Yeah,
like,
there was
no theme to that one.
The problems you had with the previous game were it wasn't clear enough which direction you had to take or when opportunities presented themselves, it wasn't obvious enough for you?
Yeah, Marrakesh in particular felt like it was just a big, like, grid, and in one corner there was markets and the other corner there was, like, this... derelict school. Like, there was four different things happening, but you were only in reality a couple of feet away from each of these things. Like, there's a riot going on down in this corner, and then suddenly you pop up and you're in a hotel next door and it's beautiful. Like, it was just, it didn't make any sense on the map. And, you know, in real life, those things wouldn't be so separate. In this, because you're being contained in a hotel again, it's much like the first Paris mission where you're, you know, you got to kill a model. Who did you have to kill there? I don't know. It was like a fashion person, fashion designer or something. So it was months ago. I don't know. So same kind of, you know, you're indoors in this one. I think whenever they can contain you in a building, I think it seems to work a little bit better, because as soon as you go out into the wild, you go looking for things, because that's your natural instinct, is to want to walk around and see the grounds, and it's not actually an open map or anything like that. So they've done it a lot better. The story was actually a little bit more interesting. I felt better killing these people because I felt like I was doing it for a worthwhile cause, you know, like he was actually a murderer himself and this guy completely covered it up, and the poor victim's family got nothing in the end. So, you know, at least there was a good storyline to this. And also Jordan Cross was just such a jerk. I was just so sick of him, like, taking over this whole hotel. He literally had like four whole suites to himself because daddy owned the hotel. So I was happy to get rid of him. But yeah, it actually took a while. I died a lot more than I thought I would, mostly because people are just on your back constantly.
You know, I would like to hear one of his albums just to make sure that I'm making the right decision, because like if you're listening to the songs and it's like, man, I'm into this, it maybe I'm like depriving Kanye, the world of
a big butthole but really good music.
Yeah,
so probably like most rock stars.
But then you have this like this dilemma, right, with like these musicians that are also questionable people. Like, do you discard, do you reject this art because it was made by a person who you don't respect?
Yeah, that doesn't sound like there's a lot of moral ambiguity in there. I mean, like, if he's a bit of a buttface, yeah. And
you said that nicer than a lot of hotel guests.
Yeah, right. You know, he's also murdered someone.
Yeah.
Like, is there any tension within you about like whether I should do this or whether it's just like I'm going to shove his face down the first toilet I can see?
Oh, like, if there was, I probably wouldn't have bought Hitman in the first place, but I don't mind the killing part, so yeah. That's kind of why I bought it. I think it's funny because some of the other characters, yes, to be honest, some of the other characters I haven't felt great about. Like, Italy, I felt a little bit bad just killing off a scientist. She was kind of doing her job. You know, she was working for this recluse young multi-billionaire.
Yeah, nothing bad has ever come from scientists just doing their job.
Yeah, like, they were just building a virus, creating a virus that was going to take down the world or something. But I felt worse killing her because she was just doing a job. You know, maybe you could say that for the lawyer as well, yeah. But he had a choice.
But if your job is to create a virus that's going to kill people...
Yeah, that's kind of a choice as well.
That sounds worse than just murdering one
maybe
person.
It's because that Italy one was just such a sob story. Like, he was this recluse whose mother had died and he was haunted by his mother because, you know, I don't know, they were so close or something. And so I felt sorry for this guy. Like, you had to kill that guy literally while he's breaking down watching old home videos of him and his mother and there's piano music playing, and then I have to go in and strangle him. Like, I felt a little bad in that moment. This guy, I just didn't care. I think I pushed him off a roof or something.
Nice. That's yeah. Awesome.
Yeah.
That's a rock star death, I think.
Wasn't it? Yeah. Yeah. I figured 27, can't really be blamed, could go either way. Yeah.
Yeah, because, you know, such a high-profile target. There's going to be investigation, outrage.
You'd think. And yet, once I killed him, I still then had to go after the lawyer. And so I played for hours and hours after that. And all I noticed was security had kind of relaxed a little bit. Because, you know, the musician...
they don't have anyone to guard anymore.
Well, the musician just wasn't there. But there was no investigation, no body found, nothing. And yet, you know, I throw a coconut at a waiter. Oh, body found. Oh, you're hunted. Oh, you've been trespassing. I'm like, oh, my God, he's fine. I just needed to distract him.
What are you doing throwing coconuts at waiters?
I couldn't find any coins. Coins, you throw coins on the ground, people are nosy, they go and investigate, right? All I could find were coconuts and soda cans.
So, why not the soda can?
Because you never know. I don't know. It's funny. I pick up all of these soda cans. It's in my head probably from just playing games my whole life, where you see a soda can, you think you have to keep it in your inventory, like maybe you're going to be thirsty later and it will replenish your health or something. So I keep these soda cans and I throw in my coconuts. <That's
ridiculous. laughs> You could eat this coconut later on.
I could.
You might be getting hungry.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think these things are true.
But there's no knife, apparently, so you can't even open it up. So yeah, that's a waste.
True. That was. I couldn't get into the kitchen for the longest time.
And I did see Castaway. It's actually really hard to open a coconut. You might need a nice gate.
Candy, so, you've been telling us about Hitman Bangkok. Yeah. You played on the Xbox One?
I did, yes. It runs really well. I know I only just started reading a couple of reviews today after I'd finished it. And other people have been complaining about glitches and I think audio problems. I didn't have any of that, so I don't know if it's something that was happening and it's been repaired since I've picked it up this week to play through it. But look, I didn't run into any problems at all. It played very smoothly. Graphics were all running fine. Audio, I could hear it. So just a bit repetitive. That's it.
Do you know how many more episodes they have until
so far? There's USA. So finally the voice acting will make sense. And then Japan.
Okay.
Yes, so only two more that I can see on my screen at the moment.
And right now it's downloadable, but I heard that they're going to be releasing a boxed physical version in January next year.
Ah,
with all the collection, with all the episodes collected.
That's pretty smart.
Yeah, that would have been smarter because this took up like 70 gig. I'm not happy about that, hey?
Well, you still have to download it anyway, so... Like, that's, once you get the discs.
That's true. But once it's there, I don't want to delete it. Like, I'm never going to go back and play it. I'm not interested in playing anyone else's missions because you can create your own missions. And I just look at them and I think, oh, that's boring.
That stuff has to be, like, so well curated, I feel.
Yes.
To be, like, vaguely interesting.
Exactly. Which, you know.
Do they have that sort of curation in there? Like, top picks and stuff?
You can search, I think, for... favorites or level of difficulty or things like that. Yeah, I noticed it came up again today. And you like the game itself has a few different, once you've completed the main mission, you can then go back and try it in a few different ways and they increase the difficulty. Like you have to do it with a knife or you have to do it wearing a waiter's costume or something. So
or knocking doing, a coconut over the head.
Yeah. Oh my God, that drew so much attention. And then I was like, I'm not even going to pretend I'm interested in the combat that's about to follow. So I just paused the game and hit the reload button and went back 10 minutes.
Yeah. Thank you very much, Candy. No worries. Now, we've got about 4 minutes left in the program. And
oh, my God. Sorry.
No, that's quite all right.
I didn't look at the clock.
But, B, you managed to have a play of a game called Overland, which just released in alpha very recently.
Yes, it's by Finjiko. I really like those types of survival kind of games, really simple. So it's sort of like in the style of like FTL, where you sort of have to click around and manage your time. You have certain turns. Each person sort of has an energy level, so they'll only be able to walk a certain place or do certain tasks within those energy levels, and then you have to end your turn, and there are these weird bug things. So far, the gameplay's all right. There's not really a story to go through, which I'm hoping, obviously, will be added. There was an update recently where they added, like it just sort of seemed like flat land, and now they have, like, shacks and stuff to look at, and it's a little bit more wooded and stuff. Heartbreaking part, there's dogs. You can have dogs with you, but you only have a certain amount of car space. So you might have, if you find a dog, you have to decide if you leave the dog behind or sacrifice one of the people so the dog can be in your car. Not sacrifice, but leave them behind.
Obviously, take the dog. Way more loyal, less talky talk.
Yeah. Like, they can't hold anything, though. That's the only problem.
Like, can you flirt with them?
There's a few things. No.
Would you want to, Tom?
I don't know. If you're lonely.
There's genres. I'll talk to you later. So, yeah, Overland, I'm waiting for. Like, I'm really happy. And like I said, I like those types of games. But I'm just waiting for more content at the moment. Yeah.
Cool. Do they have a full release date?
Yeah. 17, okay. Probably? Early 2017? I don't remember. Sorry.
Close enough. Yeah. Sounds legit.
That sounds fun. I'm just going to go out and fill a car with dogs.
They can't carry anything.
Well, no, and they can't. And they can't turn on the car and drive. So you do have to have at least one human.
Yeah.
No. So just. That sucks. Just FYI, if you want to just have a dog troop. Yeah.
I don't know. I've seen YouTube clips. Like, dogs can be trained.
Not in this game. Sorry.
Damn it.
That's Overland, which is available on PC through Steam.
Itch.io, I got it from.
Itch.io, okay. Yeah. And that's in alpha. So, still early days. You might check in with you again down the track to see how it's going.
Yes.
Fantastic. That's going to bring us to the end of this week's episode, guys. Thanks so much for tuning in this week. Next week, Lee is returning. He'll be rejoining the crew. He's just spent the last week or so over in Seattle, USA, attending PAX West.
If he hasn't caught the PAX pox, we'll be able to talk to him.
Hopefully he'll be over it by then. He is prone to illness, the poor chap.
He's a sickly fella.
But hopefully...
Do you talk about me like this when I'm stuck at work? Worse. I'm sick?
Yeah, don't you know? Lee talks smack about you all the time. That's why I'm returning the favor. Hopefully he had the chance to play some cool unreleased games or have some cool experiences over there. Looking forward to hearing from him when he gets back. We'll catch you guys next week.
Bye.